You're listening to Roxy and Em's Pretty Little Liars podcast.
I'm Roxy.
And I'm Em. And this podcast is about season 2, episode 1.
It's alive.
Oh, is that the name of the episode?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were talking about something else.
No, that's the name of the episode.
Okay, good.
Yep. Okay, so I need to hiccup.
Get it all out of you now. There's a hiccup right there.
It's much better. Ian knows A. Like, Ian knows who A is.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Like,
he goes, "What are you doing here?" You know that when we first watched the episode, the first thing I wanted to say to you was, when they did that flashback, and then Spencer goes, "If you love my sister, you won't do this." And then he said, "I'm doing this because I love her." Does that mean that Melissa has something to hide?
Maybe.
I think she does. I think she's like, there's something about her. I don't think she's A, but I think that she, like, they know who A is.
Ooh, she wasn't A, because she was supposed to be in the hospital when A
true
pushed Ian.
Yeah, and as if Melissa would push Ian, that just seems ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
And plus she's pregnant.
She is pregnant, yes.
I don't know, I think A is probably more than one person.
Really?
That's my theory.
Okay.
I'm sticking with that.
I have no theories.
Really?
Yeah, I like to
be surprised. You don't even have, like, a... Who you think A is?
No.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Oh, now you do. You learn something new every day.
Alright, what did you write next?
Why me?
Because I already spoke about what I...
I wrote Stars Hollow. And in my head, I said it exactly like that kid said it in that episode when he was like, Stars Hollow.
Is that the episode where they...
where the episode Kirk, where Kirk dresses
up as a woman?
Yep. Yep.
I love that episode.
Stars Hollow. So that's exactly what I wrote.
It's the redhead kid too, so
it is. It is. Makes it even better.
Now I want to watch that.
No, we're doing this.
Okay. Okay. I wrote down that I can't figure out if Garrett is good or bad.
Yeah. Like, is he actually helping them, or is he like
doing something to cover his own butt or something?
Yeah. And because he has something with, you know,
Jenna. I don't trust Jenna.
So, like, and was it wise for Spencer to tell him that they made a copy of the video?
I don't know,
because
but
you don't know what his role is.
They're having issues trying to work out who they can tell what to. If they can't tell anyone, then A's got them exactly where A wants them.
Yeah.
They've got to trust someone. Mm. I don't trust him.
But then Jenna is standing on the corner, like...
Well, it's because Jenna and Garrett are together. Yeah, she's probably got super hearing because she's a super...
Yes?
No, I just meant like...
Because she can't see?
Yeah, because she's blind. She's blind and so her hearing is better.
Are you sure she's blind? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Surely with an accident like that, like, there'd be temporary blindness, but then maybe you could get your sight back.
I don't know. Maybe, like, they burnt her eye sockets or something.
Okay.
Burnt eye sockets. Well, actually,
maybe,
no.
Maybe burn her retina.
No, because her eyes are still there and they still look fine.
Yes.
So then what happened to her?
Exactly. So why can't she see?
But the thing is, I think if she could see, then more people would find out. At least her brother would notice. They live together.
Oh, you never know. He kind of seems to avoid her. I get the impression.
Yeah, but
he was living in a motel.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. In the last season, yeah, for like a couple of, like an episode.
I don't know, but that, like, he's always like taking her places and shit.
Not by his own choice.
Yeah, but he's there. He would notice if she couldn't see.
Would he?
I don't know.
There
it
you
seems
go.
Like
I don't know.
It seems like a lot of length to go to just like to pretend to be. Can you imagine trying to pretend to be blind?
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's cray cray.
She is cray cray.
What's he doing? I don't know.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either.
Why can't they show their parents the video? They can't show the police because then they'll have to explain where they got the video from.
Well, if they showed the parents, they'd have to explain where they got the video to the parents.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be like under law to say the truth or whatever.
No, but...
They could just say that anonymously someone emailed it to us. We don't know who, but someone did, and this is it.
Well, they probably feel like they can't trust their parents.
I would rather show my parents that video so that my parents wouldn't think I was crazy.
Well, but they don't think they can trust them.
Yeah, but they don't... They're having a hard time trying to prove to their parents that Ian is the bad person that they say he is. They showed him that video.
But does that video conclude that it was Ian who was doing it?
No, I guess not. But then it would make them believe that they're not just... crazy that someone was watching them.
Well,
I don't know.
You tell the writers that.
Although, if it was me, I wouldn't tell my parents.
There you go.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Completely different with mine.
No.
Would you tell your parents? You would.
Yeah, probably. Tell my cousin.
Yeah, I'd probably tell my sister. I just think that, especially like Arya or something, like, why can't she tell her parents?
Parents have enough on their plate at the moment, like the cheating and the
separating. This could potentially stop them being investigated and like...
Well, they think differently in PLL world.
Yeah, I guess. They're 16.
They are.
What did you write next?
I wrote that the finger is still not in the centre of her mouth in the opening title, and I really just want to move it across like a centimetre.
Honestly, did not notice that. Like...
Well, I'm very particular with my symmetry.
Okay.
I like it in the middle, and I really wish it was in the middle.
Well, maybe you can tell her that if she's
listening. Really wish.
Lucy Hale.
Lucy Hale, please, for the love of God, just reshoot that little thing and just put the finger in the middle of the mouth. It's not right.
She has lip gloss on her mouth, so they probably just... Well, they could have been shooting it from an angle. It could have been on the middle. Maybe she just... She has a problem with her left hand. She's looking
straight. Just no excuse, all right? It should have been in the middle. No excuse. And look, I wrote that in capitals. I'm very particular.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Don't look at my notes.
Sorry. You're also very particular about your notes.
Yeah. Hey, man. I did that fort building when I was in school. Got a fort around my work.
You went like this, and you put your hand down and...
No, I put books up, you know?
Wow.
I
never did that.
Well, I did.
This is when Toby turns up at the house?
Well, there's, like, the intervention first.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think of the intervention?
I don't know.
Like I said, I think they should trust their parents. They have so much on their parents, so if their parents decided to turn on them, they could just turn right back on them.
Well, there's really nothing on Emily's mom.
No, I guess not. Sorry, I was just thinking about her being a robot, but go on.
It was nice to see Spencer's dad actually got some lines.
Yeah, I know, I saw.
Because it's been a while since I've heard him speak.
Yeah.
So that's quite nice. Even if it was, you know, telling Toby to go away.
He looks so cute.
He did, he was so cute.
And then, like, when the dad shut the door
he just sort of stood outside. You could see his, like, silhouette. And I was like,
and he was still standing there after, like, he shut the door and then he was, like, talking to Spencer. He just didn't walk away.
Yeah. And then Spencer pounced upstairs.
Yep. Like a 16-year-old girl.
Yes.
I think the next scene was when Garrett and Jenna were sitting in the police car and they were talking about Jason moving back in.
Yes.
Now there's a Jason thing.
Yes. And you know what I thought of? What? As soon as he said that, I went back to the first season with the Jenna thing.
Yeah. That's what I thought of.
I was like,
And then Garrett or Jenna, I can't remember which one, said that they were saying, do you think he's there looking for, and then the other one cut them off. So there's obviously something still hidden in their house.
Yes, and Jenna and Garrett are in cahoots about something.
Yeah, so what did they have to do with Allison that...
I don't know. What's the Jason thing?
I don't know.
He was like a stoner, and then he went away.
And then how could he afford to rebuy that house?
Well, he looked pretty fancy in his suit last season, so he's probably got some sort of good job.
I guess, but he's probably only...
All the parents helped.
I don't know. Why would his parents want to help in buying that house again where their daughter's body was found?
No, just saying.
So does that mean that Maya's family is gone? Means Maya's not coming back?
I would say, yeah. Unless she just comes back in passing, you know.
Yeah.
Just heading on through the town, so she'd stop by.
Yeah.
Hi, Emily.
There wasn't much Emily in this episode.
I was a little bit sad, like, with the episode, because I realised that for, like, the other three characters, their potential or their significant others.
All got, yeah.
They all got airtime, screen time. But in saying that, they also sort of have something to do with the A storyline.
True.
Or like Caleb and Jenna and stuff like that. Whereas Paige...
Well, they could always bring Paige in to have some sort of suspicion with it.
But I don't want that. I want someone in the town to not have anything to do. But I was just a little bit sad that there was no Paige and Emily. I was like, come on, guys. But that's fine.
I heard that... Well, I think you told me. That it's going to be that college chick and Emily. Because they seem to hit it off when she tried to get Paige to talk to her.
There Samira, is I think her name. Samara.
Samara.
Like the ring. There's like photos floating around the interwebs.
Mm.
Like from episodes.
I have to check that out.
Like from scenes and like Emily standing there with Samara.
Because I think from what I've been following on Twitter, they have finished filming episode 7.
Mm, yes. Or episode 8 as well.
It takes them a week, apparently, to film.
But they're like filming 2 episodes at once?
Possibly. But then they still have to edit the film and put it together and all that kind of stuff. But
yes, you would know that.
Of course I would know
you
that.
You would know that. I know nothing.
Alright, so the next bit. Arya is walking through the school with her mum.
With Piper!
Yep. Piper.
Piper! She will always be Piper. I don't even care what anyone says. She will always be Piper, and I'm really sad that they got rid of her scar.
On her eyebrow?
Yep.
It's still there.
No, her eyebrow looks normal.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I was looking at it.
I was looking at it. It looks far more normal than it did in Charmed.
Okay, maybe, but it still looks kind of different.
I'm very disappointed.
It's got a little, like, up thing.
Yeah, but it's not as pronounced as was in Charmed. They've done something, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, probably because they don't want it to look more pronounced, because she's meant to be a mum now.
She was a mum then!
Yeah, but she was a witch also.
But she had that before she was a witch.
I don't know.
Whatever.
She's still got her huge earrings as well.
Yeah, Aria.
Yeah.
Yes. But Pipe is moving back in.
I know, I'm happy for that. Although I don't like the dad, so I don't know how to feel about that.
Just completely blanked on Piper's name.
Ella.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I just get a vibe from him.
From the dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something not right about him. What's his name? I completely forgot his name.
I just had it, like, a sec. Byron.
Oh, that's right.
Byron.
Makes me think of Byron Bay.
Makes me think of... Not Byron Bay.
Yeah, what does it make you think of?
It just makes me think of, someone... I know married someone called Byron.
Uh-huh.
And he was the spitting image of Darford from Little Britain. You know, the only gay in the village. You don't know the... Okay, well, he was the spitting image of Darford.
Okay.
It was really quite funny, but the marriage didn't last. But anyway...
Sad.
No, it's fine. It was a beach wedding. It wasn't going to last. They were sinking into the sand. Can't speak. The foundations of their marriage were sinking into the sand like their feet.
Oh my god.
No, whatever. Anyway, Byron. Yeah, there's something.
Remind me to never have a beach wedding.
Okay. It won't last. Noel Kahn is back. What?
Yeah, and he looks creepy.
Really? That smile?
Like, if he wasn't such a creepy person, I think he's kind of cute.
In a, like, a puppy dog sort of way.
Yeah,
Like a baby face sort
of. Like in a perfect teeth kind of way.
Oh, God, you're a thief.
What? He has perfect teeth.
Yeah, okay. They're very white.
Yeah.
No, but his smile, like, creeped me out. And then he was like, miss me? No, I didn't.
He still knows Aria and Ezra's secret. Do you think he's going to spill?
I don't trust him. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him, which, knowing my upper body strength, is not very far at all.
Do you think he's going to blackmail them again? Or blackmail Ezra to get better marks?
Look, I wouldn't put it past him. I don't trust him.
Mm.
And his smile is creepy.
Yeah. Except he's got really good teeth, though.
That's his one, like...
Good quality.
Yeah. One redeeming feature is his perfect shiny teeth.
Yep.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay. What do you write next?
Please
tell me you wrote the Mona quote down.
No, I didn't write it down.
I wrote it down.
I didn't. I was too busy making sure I wrote in capitals.
Okay, what did you write next?
I said that Mona came to Hannah's rescue and, like, makes that quip about gossip.
Yeah.
But she listens to gossip.
I know!
With the breast milk, the boob milk, whatever she said.
Yeah, that was...
Losing all the weight.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? But...
She says...
You just contradicted yourself.
I'm going to quote what she says.
Oh, yes, please do.
Boob milk? You can buy it online. And I think that's what she says.
I was expecting something much
more. No, because she goes, I heard she lost...
the other quote as well.
Yeah, no, she said, look at her shaking that bony ass and those skinny jeans. I heard she lost all her weight by drinking boob milk. And then Hannah was like, what? She's like, boob milk. You can buy it online.
Mm, that's a bit...
creepy?
Yep. Weird.
And why... why would you drink that?
She doesn't... Maybe she didn't. Gossip.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just... The fact that Mona has checked it out, it freaks me out a little bit.
Oh, that she's actually looked it up and researched it. Well, you never know. I wrote that Aria blows off Mr. Fitz in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have anything to say about that?
No.
I did.
Oh, well, by all means, you have the floor.
I don't understand why Aria is getting so upset about him having an ex-girlfriend.
I think she's just upset because... Well, not really a fiancé, because he asked her to marry him.
I think they were engaged.
They were, and then she called it off?
Yeah, I think so.
Or did she just say no when he asked her?
I think they were together, and then she called it off.
Okay. Well, I think she's upset, because having an ex-girlfriend, that's like, you know, everyone has exes, basically. But fiancé, that's a step further, and that's like real commitment, pretty much, and he didn't tell her, and so I think because they're both still young and he's kept that from her. Mm. I mean, she can't really talk. She has secrets and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think she's just sort of a bit maybe worried as well.
But she's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but you can assure someone of that, like, all the time, and they're still going to worry and have doubts.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, just because they were with someone else in the past and they were committed enough to want to get married to that person, why is that such a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. Well, but
she's viewing it like...
Well, she's only young.
Yeah.
And he is like... He's like... For all we know, he's her first really serious... And he's also a lot older.
Yeah.
He'd be, what, at least 5-6 years older.
Well, I guess if he finished college at 18... finished high school at 18...
And how long's their degree? Like 3 or 4 years?
I'd say it'd be like a 3 years and then a dip ed, so 4 years.
Yeah, so he's like at least 5-6 years older than her, because she's supposed to be 16.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'd finish around 21, 22.
Well, if this is his first job.
Yes.
He'd be what, 22?
Yes.
Okay.
So 6 years.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying he's still young.
I know,
in comparison, like, even for him to have a fiancé, that's very young.
Yeah. It's a really big step.
Are you still wearing those socks?
I am. They're really warm and comfy.
They look huge.
They are. Look at that. Like, I'm pretty sure there's the heel right there. And there's like a good 2 inches.
Your feet are tiny.
Oh, they're men's socks.
Let's just not talk about Ari and Ezra. Because, I mean, I like them together, but I can see why people are upset about their relationship.
People are upset about their relationship?
Yeah, you know, like the media and just people in general, because they're saying...
Oh, because it's...
Because it's a student-teacher relationship.
Right. Yes. Okay, I can see that.
But it doesn't mean that just because someone on TV is going to go and have a relationship with their teacher, that means that they're going to go and do it in real life.
No, I know, but, I mean, you know.
I guess because they're glorifying it.
Parents and, you know, those crazy religious groups and stuff.
Yeah.
Will find problems with everything on TV that they don't agree with. So I have that Spencer's at Toby's.
And Jenna answers the door.
They're a little bit creepy. And then basically slams it back in Spencer's face.
Yep.
I was like, aw, Spence.
Did you hear Jenna's Aussie accent coming out there?
Oh, I missed it.
I heard
it. I'm going to have to watch that again.
Really loud one word. So I can hear it.
Only, what word?
What did she say?
She said, "Our parents don't want Toby seeing you," or something like that.
Yeah, in one of the words it came out, like, in a really, really Aussie accent way, but the rest was fine.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like in Practical Magic, because I do love this movie.
Oh, the one with Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock. Nicole Kidman's accent in it is pretty good, the American accent.
Mm.
It's really funny because there's just one word that she can't say with an American accent. And it's so Aussie.
What is it?
She can't say aunt.
Like, as an auntie?
No, as in, because they talk about the aunts.
The what?
The aunts. You like your aunt and uncle?
Yeah, that's
aunts.
What I meant, auntie.
Yes, yes, okay. Like your auntie, but they call them the aunts.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny because she's talking about it with Sandra Bullock's character.
Yeah.
And she's all like, aunt, and then she's like, aunt. And I was like, so Australian. So Australian. She says it like 2 or 3 times in the movie. I'm like, oh, you were doing so well. We should tell the aunts.
Like, oh, I should watch this movie.
You really should. It's awesome. And they sing that Lime in the Coconut song.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
All right.
It's great.
I'm going to have to...
Harry Nielsen or whatever his name is.
What happens after...
Emily?
Yeah, Emily watching her porno.
Look, why? I would either have the door closed, or I would be sitting there facing the door. So as soon as something comes in,
you just close it.
I'm just like, hello.
Yeah, with headphones in too.
Not
please.
Doing. Oh yeah, always with the headphones. You know, bring up a blank Google page.
Yeah,
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
All right, just why? And why would she just watch that again? Like,
maybe she's looking for clues.
Or she's just torturing herself.
What do you mean? Does she have a crush on Jenna or something?
No, because part of those videos was of them and, like, Ali and stuff. So
they're so stupid that they lost that video of Ian killing Allison. Please tell me that they made multiple backups of this. Not just one.
I don't know. But then the realtor guy comes in.
Who kind of seemed a bit creepy at the start.
A little bit creepy. He was very, I don't know, he didn't seem very, like... warm or you know, friendly.
You know what?
A little disconnected.
What was creepy though was she didn't see him. She saw his reflection in the mirror first and then she turned around.
Yeah.
That's a very good camera angle. I like that one.
Oh, remember that one.
I will.
But again, why? I would just be sitting facing the doorway as I do
and
at home.
When my parents have like real estate people come over, they tell me in advance so I'm not just lying naked in my room or something.
That would be awkward.
Yeah. Not that I would do that, I'm just saying.
Sure.
Or like, you know, if I wanted to go take a shower, they'd be like, you know, do it later because the realtor will want to see the bathroom and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
Although once I was having a shower and no one else was home and the realtor must have called but no one answered, so they just came over to show someone the house. Thank freaking God that this is in my ensuite in my room.
Mm.
I had the door locked because they came and tried to open the door.
Oh, that's awkward.
I was like, I'm in the shower.
Oh, that's awkward. They get a showing and a show. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
No. But I felt kind of bad. I felt sorry for Emily, how he was just sort of looking through the room and looking in the cupboards and everything. And then, like, her little memories on the wall, her childhood memories. I'm like, it's so cute. He's like, nope, that'll have to go. You'll have to paint over that. I was like, aww.
Yeah, but, well, we know that she doesn't have to paint over that.
No, I know, but he was just so, like,
just whatever about it.
Yeah, so blasé, and he just dismissed it. And I was like, that's, like, important.
Yeah, but then for he pointed, a young girl. He pointed to the little picture and he was like, aww.
Aw, cute. And then he said something about leasing with the furniture. I don't know, I didn't really catch that. It was too fast
for me. Oh, I think he said, have you thought about leasing first? Because I think they're selling. But if it's weird that they're going to sell if they're only going for a year, then why wouldn't they lease first?
Please tell me that the writers do something and she doesn't actually go for a year.
I don't think so, because she's an important character.
Exactly.
She might, so, maybe they can,
like, can, I don't know. They can't get rid of her, please. I will cry.
But then she's going to have to come to the fact where, like, her dad's going to get upset because she's choosing to stay in Rosewood over living with her parents.
Yeah, but isn't he, like,
He's training people.
Yeah, but he may not always be in Texas. He may have to be deployed somewhere. And then what? They're just going to be in Texas?
I don't think he's going out for deployment. I think he's now back in the US for good, but he's training new people, and they're doing it out in the desert in Texas, which is what he said.
I know. But so, you never know, he could be recalled.
Yeah, he could be.
And then they'd be stuck in Texas.
Yeah. Maybe her parents go and then she lives with, like, Aria or something.
Yeah. Or Hannah. Or Spencer.
Well, I think Hannah's got the room. Spencer's family is a little bit up and down. I don't think they're just going to have someone living there.
I wouldn't be comfortable living with Spencer's family. I'm just going to...
A little bit uptight.
Yep.
Hey, what happened to Spencer's boyfriend?
Alex? Yeah, I don't know. He just...
He just disappeared. I can't remember. Did we miss something from season one?
I don't think so. He just sort of flew off into black hole and never returned. It was after that tennis campy thing. When he was like, I got an email or something and I got into it. And she was like, but I never... And he just walked off into the distance.
Oh, because he found out that she...
She didn't enter in, though. She said she didn't. It was A. I reckon it was A.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To split them up or something. Yeah,
yeah. So he must... I wonder if he went.
I don't know. But he just sort of just walked off into the blackness and...
There must be some little black hole in Rosewood.
Continuity is much to be desired.
There's no continuity on any shows that I watch now.
Yeah, there's really not. There's really not.
There's none on Glee.
Except maybe, Well, Bones. There's continuity in Bones.
Yeah, there's good continuity on Bones. I was just surprised that Emily was watching that video with the door open.
I was surprised she was watching it at all. But anyway...
Well, she seems to be the only one that has the copy then. I think that's what they were trying to show us, that she has a copy of the video.
Yes. And I really hope, like...
You know what they need to do? Go to fucking Officeworks, buy little tiny USBs.
Just hide them everywhere. Just hide them everywhere. Just carry one in your bra at all times.
Yeah, put one on your necklace. Who knows? Like, you could put it in a locket and put it on your necklace. Put one on your
keys.
Exactly. Just make multiple... Put it on YouTube. Put it online. Put it on... somewhere that it just can't be accessed and deleted.
Yeah. They're not as bright as us.
upload it to Sendspace. Come on.
Put it on YouTube, but make it so that it's private and only people with the download, with the URL
But I think the A is meant to be, like, tech savvy, I guess.
A's a smart bitch.
But if you put it on Sendspace, mega upload, all those things, even if they lost every single USB, they could still re-download it.
That is true. Maybe Sendspace doesn't exist in Pretty Little Liar, Rosewood World.
Maybe. The next scene was when,
Melissa?
Yeah.
Ugh. So over Melissa. I don't even care anymore. She was being so dramatic. I'm like, bitch, shut up. I'm so over it. I can't. I'm so sick of her. And her mood swings and...
She's pregnant.
I know, but I don't care.
She's actually quite whiny.
Just the spawn of Satan.
I don't like her.
So sick of it. Anyway. Oh, God.
Okay, you know how the police dude, Garrett.
Garrett.
Returns the phone to her?
Yes.
So it obviously proves that Ian was in the church because her phone was there and she gave him that phone.
Mm.
He said, we recovered it from the church.
Mm.
So I think that also made her think that Spencer was right.
Well, at least that he was there.
Yeah.
And the dad got more lines.
Yeah, he did. He got to pat her. He got to be in the scene.
I was just so happy that he was not just, like, furniture. No, seriously, did we see him much at all in the first season?
Yeah, we did, but he was always looking at his phone.
We saw him at dinner.
Yeah.
With, Ren.
Oh, yeah, Ren, the English guy.
Yep. And...
do you know who they should have used instead of that actor?
Who?
Mr. Nigel Murray from Bones.
Mr. Nigel Murray!
He's so cute.
No, he's too geeky. No, I think Ren had, like, the sort of...
no, I think that they could have made him
sex
less,
appeal.
Less geeky.
Because
he's so cute.
What? He is cute, but Ren was kind of... Whatever. And then Melissa's all like, I don't want you anywhere near this baby. And I was like, ouch.
Yeah, if my sister said that to me, I'd be pretty hurt.
Really dramatic.
Yeah.
And then Spencer told her mum off about the whole one's just a complication.
Do you think
I do agree a bit with Spencer.
Yeah.
Her mum seems to be all about protecting...
Melissa?
Yeah. Although there was, like, one part last season when, with the whole search warrant thing, it was, like, looking after Spencer then and protecting her then. But then all of a sudden...
I think, do you know why? It's because Melissa's pregnant. She's carrying their grandchild, so...
Oh, yeah, but...
that's what my parents were like that as well.
Yeah, but you have other children. Child. What? You?
Well, they're going to go for the person who's most vulnerable.
Yeah, okay, but...
and she's just lost her husband. Like, he's just disappeared. She's pregnant.
Yeah, but supposedly her husband tried to kill her sister.
Yeah, but they don't believe that.
But...
like, if she had proof, then...
I hate this show. I don't. I love it, but I hate it.
So then the next thing is the...
I didn't like that scene.
Yeah, I don't like her parents after that.
Shrink's office. Yes.
And then Hannah's late.
You didn't miss anything.
Damn. I like how Hannah's shopping again, but where is she getting the money?
I know. What happened? Because they had to give all that money, well, what, $3,000 of it back or something. That's all they had left of that old lady's money.
Well,
remember
I think...
how she stole the money?
Yeah, yeah. But I think what happened to that guy as well, the one who was looking into her for the money that... claiming to be the grand-nephew or whatever, and then he had a shitty architect pen or something.
Yeah. I think it was sort of resolved in one of the episodes when she showed him how much money there was, and there was like $3,000 in the safety deposit box.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, oh, it must have just been a legend then that she had
heaps of money.
Amounts of money.
Yeah.
And then we never saw him again.
Well,
oh, and then she said something about him calling... his bank, well, I don't know, something. And he looked a little bit like, ugh, she's caught on to something and just sort of left it.
So okay.
I think he sort of wandered off with Alex into the black hole.
Right.
Never to be seen again.
Right.
It's that pesky black hole in Rosewood.
I think she's, I don't know how much money was in there, but she must have borrowed the money to pay back all her loans or her credit cards or whatever.
Mm.
And now that she's making money, she's able to continue paying... what she was originally paying for, maybe?
I do not know.
I don't know.
They haven't really addressed that. Knowing them, they probably never will again.
Shouldn't she be receiving child support?
From her husband?
Yeah. Her ex-husband?
I don't know.
Until Hannah's 18, she's supposed to be getting child support.
I'm not familiar with those legal proceedings in America.
I'm assuming that, though, that she should. And he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who... would not pay child support. So, I don't know. Maybe that's the money she's using. Who knows?
I don't know.
Oh, I noticed that Ezra's diploma is not there. The second time around, I looked out for it to see if it was there yet, but it wasn't.
Oh, I didn't know.
Degree
notice.
Or whatever.
I was supposed to talk about the Toledo.
Yeah, but everyone's seen the episode. And... okay.
A sequential order.
All right. So what happened when they were in the shrink's office? I can't remember.
They were just, she was asking them what brought them, because they said that they sort of drifted apart.
Mm.
And then she asked them what brought them back together. And then she was like, you can tell me anything. This is a safe place. And then they were like, should we tell her about the thing?
Yeah, and make it a little bit more obvious that they've got something to hide. Yeah.
And then all their phones went off at the same time. And they're like,
it wasn't A.
I think our time is up. Subtle. Real subtle.
And then they go outside and then they see the newspaper. Is that then? That's later on.
Wait, we missed...
Because next is Lucas helping Caleb.
That was in the middle of the shrink section.
Oh, okay.
Like they cut to Lucas and Caleb, and then they cut back to the shrink. Okay. And then
I don't understand why Lucas is helping Caleb.
I don't understand at all.
Were they friends?
I don't think so, because Caleb was, like, new.
But did in the first season, did they interact?
No. I don't think so.
I think they did, didn't they?
Really? I don't remember. All I know is that I don't like Lucas. He still creeps me out.
Yeah, he's still a little bit creepy.
A little creepy. And I'm a little bit sus as to why they're so chummy.
Well, it's obvious that Lucas still likes Hannah.
Yeah. But how, like, Caleb was supposed to be going where? Like, Arizona or something?
Yeah, but he came back. I think, no, they had something about him coming back.
No.
At the bus station.
At the bus station?
Yeah, didn't, like, Hannah go up to him and then she saw him, like, going to get on the bus or whatever and...
She just kept walking. She saw him going, like, lining up for the bus and she just kept walking.
Oh, okay.
Nothing was, like, resolved there or anything.
I don't know, maybe...
So for all we know, he got on the bus and went to Arizona, and then all of a sudden, bam, he's in Caleb's car.
Well, maybe there is some shortcut in that black hole. Maybe there's a black hole in Arizona that connects to the one in Rosewood.
There's, like, a Stargate.
Yeah, there's a Stargate.
There's a Stargate.
Let's just say that that's it.
Okay, yep. So like that... there's a wormhole connects Arizona.
That means that's where Alex and, who's the other person that... So I went through that?
Yeah. That guy.
That guy.
Don't remember anything.
The guy that was dating Hannah's mum.
Oh, yeah. No, the nephew person.
Oh, yeah, and Detective Dickface has gone through that black hole, yes, too.
Yes, he has. Anyway, so after that, then they go back to the shrink's office, and then the phones go off, and they're like, oh, we have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. And then they walk outside. Toby's standing by the car. Yeah. He gets so excited when he sees Benjamin. I'm like, oh.
He is quite cute.
Oh, he's adorable. And then Jenna comes by and I'm like, damn.
And she's holding a little pink bag.
Yeah. Hey, look, I have a sad face next to that.
Oh.
And Jenna. Sad face.
Remind me of faces later on because there's something I need to tell you, show you.
Okay. I'm not going to remember that, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, and then they got the text from A.
Yeah.
And then there was the obligatory text message.
Reading.
Reading aloud together as one.
Yep.
You know, in unison.
I just want, at one point, one of them to jump to go in a little bit slower, and then they end later, and be like, oh, you guys went too fast for me.
They do it in a round. Like a song.
They just all say one word each. Yeah. I wrote again, suddenly Hannah and her mum have money again. And mum has no issue with, like, Hannah shopping. Because when she comes home, she's having all the shopping.
Well, yeah, but Hannah's mum is benefiting from said shopping. She's like, I'm going to go try on my new shoes.
That's true. Can you see Caleb?
Oh, he's so cute.
I'm glad he's looking a little bit more scruffy.
I do like his hair better.
Yeah, because before moment. It was like dead straight.
Way too straight. I was like, honey, no.
Unless you're using Hannah's straightener, no.
You have a straightener in that little backpack you carry around?
He's got one of the tiny little GHDs.
The one that I have?
Yeah.
Yes. The tiny little one. Oh, yeah. But he looks... And he just looks so little... When he was talking to her, he was like, I love you. It kind of looked like he'd never said that before to anyone in his life.
Yeah.
Which I could believe because he's, you know, been tossed around foster homes and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And then he left.
Mm.
I hope he comes back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is he going to, I think he's going to come back.
I hope he comes back. I have another sad face.
Yes.
Like, I hope he comes back.
I can see that.
Sad face.
And I also want to give props to, Ashley Benson in that scene, because I think her acting was really good.
The tear?
Yeah.
I was like, don't cry!
I think she plays Hannah so well. Like,
she does.
She can be really sarcastic and funny, and then, like, being the queen bee, and she can be sad like that. And have...
She can be hefty.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I absolutely love Hannah's character and the way that Ashley plays Hannah's character.
Mm. Ashley, if you're listening, props to you. Snaps for you.
She's definitely, probably, in my opinion, the best of all the actresses.
And she's one of the youngest.
Is she?
She and Lucy Hale are the youngest of the four.
Okay. Yeah, because Troy and Shay are both older?
Yes. Like, you basically just said what I said, but yes, the other way around.
I meant, like, are they a lot older or just a tiny bit older?
They're like, well, Troyan's like...
Isn't she only 26?
4 years older or 5 years older than them. And Shay is 23-ish? 24-ish? I don't know when her birthday is.
I don't know either. We'll have to check it out later.
Pretty sure she's around Naya's age.
Who's Shay?
Mm.
Because they were separated at birth. Duh. Okay, we'll go to the next scene. It's in the
Rose Bar Grill or whatever it is.
Yeah. So we've obviously found out that the letter was not given to Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah confronts Mona about the letter. And Mona's all, I'm sorry, I did it to protect you.
She actually seemed quite sincere when she replied. I mean, when she apologized.
Well, I don't know. I felt she was sort of saying it so that Hannah wouldn't be so mad at her. Like, she was backpedaling and just making up excuses.
I can see why Mona did what she did. Like, not at the time that she did it, but when she's talking about it now, she's like, you know, he really hurt you. I didn't want him to hurt you again.
Yeah.
Even though I don't agree with what she did, I can see why someone like
you them, understand why her she, motives
yes.
for doing that.
Yeah, but I
but
don't
still,
think
it was Hannah's. It was Hannah's thing to do.
Yeah.
Know? And then, Noel.
Yeah.
What?
That was the most surprising thing this episode.
What?
I don't get it. Like, when did they start dating? Did we just not see it?
Like, did they hook up when he was suspended?
Yeah, exactly. Because the episode started exactly where it ended.
Mm.
So, in that period of time, like, when?
I don't know.
He wasn't at school.
I don't know. And he was, like, hanging around back when Mona had her party. He was hanging around the woods.
Mm.
Now that I recall.
Do you think they've been dating for a while and they just didn't, like...
Well, they had to have started dating after he had his little thing with Arya.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Unless they were, like, secretly in cahoots about other things.
Ooh. Anyway, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This just... I'm so sick of this. And they... Every, like, TV show and movie is just... When Mona said, I screwed up, okay? I'm so sick of that saying.
Why?
Everyone says it when they do something wrong. In TVs and movies, they're like, I screwed up, okay? Like, even in Gilmore Girls, they use it and stuff like that. They're like, I screwed up, okay? I'll fix it. And I'm like, I need the writers to come up with something else because I'm really sick of that saying because everyone says it.
It must be an American saying.
I'm so sick of it, though.
Does anyone you know in real life say that?
No, but I'm just so over it because it's in everything.
Next time I do something wrong, I'm going to be like, I screwed up, okay?
And you will feel my wrath.
Okay, all right.
It just really, look. I even punctuated every single word. I really hate that saying.
I don't understand that saying either. Like, why can't they just say...
I made a mistake?
Yeah.
But they're always like, I screwed up, okay? I'm just... Get a better saying, one that doesn't annoy me.
Okay, we'll see.
Because I've heard it so many times before, and it's lost all meaning to me.
We'll see if they say it again.
It's lost all meaning, but okay, that's my little rant. Again. All right, I'm done. Okay, go on.
Do you think Noel actually likes Mona? He doesn't seem like her type. Sorry. She doesn't seem like his type.
I just don't trust him. And I don't trust his motives, whatever they are. I don't know what they are.
Hmm.
I just can't trust his character.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of sneaky.
Yes.
Who's more like... Who do you distrust more, Lucas or Noel? I distrust Noel a lot more, because we've actually seen him be quite...
Because of the blackmail thing?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, I can see the reason Lucas went and destroyed that.
Yeah, because Ali was a...
really big bitch to him, yeah. So...
I don't know. Anyway, next scene.
I'll let you talk about this scene.
Why?
Because I know you enjoyed it.
No! Oh, it's a half-naked Spencer.
Hmm. She just takes her shirt off.
I said, hello, half-naked Spencer. Because that's a very nice back.
Yeah, she does have a very nice back.
Just saying. I was not expecting that. I was expecting to see a bra strap.
No bra.
Hello. Hello. And she was very good to get that shirt down before she turned around to pick up her phone.
Yeah, and then like, her sister coming in.
Ugh, and Melissa again, and her mood change. Oh, I'm just so over Melissa. I really don't like Melissa.
Her mood does change.
But, lol, are you wearing it for Emily?
I wanted her to say yes.
I just wanted to look and be like, yes, yes I am.
Emily and I are a couple now.
Emily and I are going strong, thank you for asking. But yeah, I'm really sick of Melissa's mood changes. Yes, hormones, I realise that, but come on. Even before
she's distraught.
She was pregnant, even before she was pregnant, there were mood changes.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe she's just one of those people.
Mm. And then she wants to know what happened at the church. Because she wasn't listening before, but apparently now she is.
Because I'm so suspicious of her. I think maybe she just wants to, again, find out what Spencer knows.
Mm. So then she can let, then she could, if she had her phone, she could pass that on to Ian.
Yeah. I can't work it out, but, like, you know at the start when Garrett takes them in the car and then, like, gets them out and then talks to them?
Mm.
And he says something about the 10 grand, the blackmail money?
Yeah.
Does he say he took the blackmail money? Like, he said, I've got the money home safe or something like that?
Yeah, he says something like that.
So, he took the money.
Who?
Garrett.
Probably.
Because what? In the last episode, Ian was going to meet the blackmailer, who was Emily.
Yeah.
Was it Emily?
It was one of them.
One of them, yeah. To say, like, to give them money to shut up about Allison, was it?
Or the video or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, some video. And then, and Garrett was there helping with some other guy.
Mm.
And then Garrett said that guy
the guy turned up in the car and he was like, someone paid me to do this, blah, 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 wasn't it?
Was it? That Ian paid some guy to do it?
Or someone paid someone.
Okay, but all I know is that Garrett said that he has the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit suspicious that he has 10 grand just sitting in his house. Really have to watch the last episode again.
We really do. I'm so lost in what happened. The 10 grand. Isn't that the money that Ian withdrew?
Yeah, Ian withdrew the
money. So that's
what
they're talking about in the newspaper that they're reading on the stand.
Yeah, because they think he took the money to run away.
Yeah, and Garrett's like, don't tell the police about the blackmail thing.
Yeah.
Which means that he is sort of...
He's part of it.
Yeah, he's helping to keep them under suspicion by trying to get them to not tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's got the money.
Yeah.
And he was there that night. So I don't understand, like, why they're going along with it.
Why can't they just tell the truth from the beginning?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a policeman.
Toby's in Emily's place.
Yeah.
And he's just allowed to be there. The parents were so against Toby.
I think maybe because all the charges were dropped and everything.
Even then.
Or maybe Emily's mum is not home.
Yeah, I'd say that.
But, like, I ship their friendship.
Yeah, I know.
I ship it so hard.
They're so cute.
They are so cute, and I love his bum chin. I love it so much.
He reminds me so much of my friend.
Yeah.
Like, my friend is a lot like him as well. Like, he's such a nice guy. It's just,
he also kind of looks like him.
Yeah, a lot like him.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought Toby was quite a unique look.
Yeah.
But no.
He looks sleepy all the time.
Really?
Do you notice that, Toby?
I just think he looks cute.
He just looks like his little, eyes look sleepy.
Like a little puppy dog. I just want to hug him. And then Spencer's not coming. And he looks so sad. He's like, no, I'll hug you. And then Emily with her cons.
And she gave him a little kiss on the cheek.
I want her outfit.
Yeah, she did look very good, didn't she?
I really want her outfit. Especially the cons. And jeans. And I just want her outfit.
You probably can go on the Pretty Little Liars website and find out what she was wearing and where they
probably could, and then my jaw would drop at the price of it, and then
I wanted to say something about what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Toby goes, I saw the way you looked at Maya.
Yeah.
You loved her.
Yeah.
Do you think that people can catch you out by the way you look at people? Like, if your parents saw the way you looked at your girlfriend, would they be able to see that?
Maybe.
Really?
No, it'd probably have to be how I interacted, you know?
No, but I'm just talking about the way you look at someone.
Oh.
How does someone look at someone like they're, you know, in love with them?
Like the way Caleb looked at Hannah when he first saw her. And she was like, you can't look at me like that. Like, I could see in his eyes, he was like, I don't know, he wasn't undressing her or anything. He was just like, it was like he was hugging her with his eyes.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll have to go back and look at that.
But yeah, I wrote down that Toby saw through Emily's facade. With the whole I'm straight thing.
Mm.
No, honey, you're not.
You're not straight.
You're not straight. You're raging homosexual.
Shirtless Ezra?
Yes.
Apparently Ezra was trending in Australia, even though the episode didn't even air here.
Really?
Yeah, and in America.
If you're shirtless.
Yep.
Did have a respectable body.
He did. A very nice body.
Really wanted his pyjama pants.
Yeah, his pyjama pants were the best part. Like, so lesbian of us to, like,
really
see this
them.
Half-naked, good-looking man and
be
I'm like,
I want the pants.
Yeah.
But seriously, Aria and Lucy did a really good job at remembering her lines and what she had to say with that right in front of her.
I know. Yeah, true.
Even I would have been distracted.
Yeah.
Probably about the pants.
Mm.
But she did, her eyes did wander.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't see.
And I did actually gift that and put it on Tumblr.
Oh, you should put it on our Tumblr.
I will. I gift it.
Oh, you
can. Her eyes are just, like, staring. I was like, where are you looking?
You can put all your Pretty Little Lies gifts on our Tumblr.
I can. There's not many.
Oh, well, you can make some more.
Oh, all right.
You can be the...
Okay.
You can just make more.
Just haul me out with Pretty Little Lie gifts, why don't you?
Oh, I think people will like them.
Well, we'll see.
I like them.
Cheers. And then they sit down and she asks him questions and he answers and she doesn't really like the answers.
Yeah.
Because he was still in love with his ex
when they met
Arya.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't stay and she blows him off again. And she's like, I'll see you on Monday. I'm like,
nah. I just was like...
At school. Like, mm-hmm. He's your teacher. That's so poor. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
He's done nothing wrong.
Really. Yeah, exactly. Like, see, now you're seeing my side of things.
No. I can understand why I should be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same token, he hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
So I feel sorry for him. And then she gets that text message.
I think, firstly, she shouldn't really not be going to his house because I think the police... She's still a person of interest in... everything that's happening.
Mm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if police were, like, sort of tailing her type thing. And Garrett's already followed her there once, so I just...
Well, he didn't necessarily follow her there. He just went to talk to Fitz.
I guess, but he saw her.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
No, that was the, that was A.
I don't know, I thought that...
That was A, because they were in, like, the black hoodie and the gloves, and then they lifted up the mat and the key.
But, I don't know. I want to ask you, do you think they've had sex yet?
No.
They haven't?
No.
Okay.
That's illegal.
Them being together and making out is illegal.
I know, but that just goes far beyond illegal. That goes, you know, into statutory rape and stuff.
Right. Okay. You know how she got that text when she was outside saying what's missing?
Mm.
Wouldn't you go back inside and, like, see him again? Even if she didn't tell him, you know, I got this text kind of thing, she could just go in and have a look.
But then he'd want to know why.
Well, he wanted to spend the day with her in the first place. I don't think he'd really be questioning why she's coming back.
I think she was just more focused on getting to the others and telling them so they could figure it out.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I said in the next scene, meeting of the Scooby Gang at Emily's.
And then they were discussing about whether they should tell the shrink.
About the videos.
Yeah, which I think they should have.
Is it just me or has Spencer gotten funnier? No, I just find her funnier.
Yeah. Usually it's Hannah that says that kind of stuff.
Yeah, she has these little quips. I'm like, oh, Spencer. You're funny. I don't know, I never really thought much of her in the last season, but one episode in, and I'm liking her more and more. And it has nothing to do with the naked back.
Sure.
It doesn't. And she has these little quips. I don't know, it just seemed funny.
I have two favourites and two not favourites, but just...
To a lesser extent.
Yeah.
Hannah and Emily versus Arya and Spencer.
Yeah. You know me too well.
That's because I'm the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I prefer Hannah and Emily.
But you're just saying that you like Spencer a lot.
I like her more than I did in the first season.
Okay.
Just because she's gotten funnier.
Do you think they should have shown her the video, the shrink?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do, so...
Because no one's going to believe them. If they don't show this tangible proof that they have, no one's going to believe them.
They don't need the shrink to believe them.
I know, but if they...
They need everyone else to believe them. Shrink can't tell anyone.
Yeah, but the shrink can't tell anyone, but then the shrink obviously talks to the parents and can say, you know, there is basis in what they're saying. It's, you know, it's not just frivolous lies that they're making up. They've got to trust an adult at one point.
They were going to trust her, but we'll get to that. Because now they're at the shrink's office again, right? I didn't miss anything?
Yeah, and then they decide they were going to show the video and then they decide not to because they saw...
Spencer saw Ezra's diploma.
Yeah.
I love that scene. Just, they all see it except Arya.
I know.
Arya doesn't see it and she's like, what? And then she does a little wink on the side. Oh, that's my favourite part of the entire episode right there. Just that little facial expression.
Even
the wink.
Better than the naked back?
Even better than the naked back.
Wow.
Which I gift.
Yep.
I gift the naked back, but I also gift this little wink thing.
I did like that little wink thing.
I loved it. I'm pretty sure I've done that. I loved it.
Where you've not known when something's going on?
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
I gotta see this.
And then I wink. And, Klepto Hannah makes an appearance.
Oh, yeah. She steals the diploma again.
Which, you know, I've kind of missed her.
Yeah, I have missed that too.
No, it's been a while since we've had Klepto Hannah. It's been a while since we've had Hefty Hannah.
I love Hefty Hannah. I want to see more Hefty
She's
Hannah.
She's not really hefty.
I like the flashbacks. Ridiculous. They didn't do any flashbacks in this episode.
No. But how did A...
get in there?
How did A know that they were sent to that shrink?
Because A must know them, like...
Maybe A's one of their parents. Bitch.
Maybe A's one of their parents.
Maybe A has bugs everywhere. Listening devices.
Who was it that decided that they should go see the shrink?
All the parents.
Right. So the parents must have picked the shrink.
Yeah, unless the shrink was recommended to them.
By someone. Spencer's mum said...
Veronica, I think her name is.
Who?
Spencer's mum. That's with a V.
Okay. In that little intervention thing that they had,
mm.
they said the reason they want them to go see a shrink is to soften up their image to the police and to the public.
Yeah.
So that means the public must know that they're seeing a shrink. And it's not... like, it's not confidential. Like, it could have been in that article that someone wrote, you know, in the newspaper.
But is it, like, morally right to divulge who
the shrink is?
Yeah.
No. That's actually what we're learning in class about stuff like that. It doesn't mean that they won't, because I don't think it's illegal. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know the laws there, but... And it says that bitch has superpowers. I like that line. So then they go home?
Yes.
And it was that montage of the parents telling the kids that they can't hang out with each other?
Yeah.
Which I wrote, telling a 16-year-old girl to stop hanging out with her friends is like telling water to stop being wet. That's my comparison.
Okay. Very nice.
What did you think?
Of that particular?
Of just that whole, that they shouldn't hang out together type thing. There'd be no show.
I know. I would hate it.
Yeah, I would hate it too. Can you imagine if your parents said you weren't allowed to hang out with me?
I'd be very sad.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're like the only person I hang out with. Everyone else is busy.
Are you saying I'm not busy?
You make time for me though.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No one else does.
Yes, they
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Good.
I'm kidding.
Good.
Then it cuts to Spencer. She's home.
Oh, yes.
She's doing I like to call it the Home Alone dance. When you hear something and you, like, freak out and then you lock everything.
Yeah.
She does it complete with a knife, which is pretty funny. She's, like, crouching down with a knife.
That's the second time she's grabbed a knife.
But it's Toby.
I was surprised that Toby just opened the door and walked in. Like, does he not know how to SMS and say, I'm coming over? How hard could that be?
Well, you never know, the parents might have taken a phone with the, you know, you can't hang out with your friends thing, you can't speak to them, you can't talk to them, you can't text them. You never know.
Right. But she had
and because
phone.
And because but he doesn't know.
Yeah, but you'd think that they would be in contact because they obviously like each other.
So
she could have been like, you know.
And after the whole you can't see Spencer.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah.
I think it's worse though to walk in. Like, what if her parents are standing in there? Ridiculous. Toby needs to learn how to be
you
a
know
sneaky
what?
Man.
You just go right for this show, and then you can tell them that's ridiculous.
I should. I wouldn't
have to accept. Anyway, it was really cute when she, like, ran to him and he held his arms out. And I was like, oh, I will hug you too.
Hmm.
I just think he's cute. I think they're cute together.
Yeah, I like them together.
That's all I have to say on the matter.
So then A is then following the shrink when the shrink is locking up.
Someone is following the shrink. You can see the shadow.
Yeah.
On the ground.
It could, again, be Noel just wearing a black hoodie and following her because he wants more dirt on to blackmail, you know, Aria with or something. Or it could be a reporter trying to get the inside scoop.
Maybe. All you know is that someone is following her.
Yeah.
Because you can see the shadow.
Yeah, you see the
and
shadow
for a
minute.
And if it was me, I would be looking at the ground when I'm walking. I would be looking up and then looking down, looking up, looking down.
Why?
Because that's how I walk at night.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to look around, because even when I do that in the daylight, people decide to pull over.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just one time when I was walking home from school in my uniform.
Mm.
And I crossed the road at a roundabout,
mm.
and I looked to my left, because the roundabout was on my left, I looked to my left to make sure there were no cars coming through,
mm.
and this creepy old man in a car who was coming into the roundabout,
mm.
caught, like, we made eye contact as I was looking to see if cars were coming,
yeah.
and he turned left onto the road that I was going to walk down,
okay.
but on the opposite side of me,
yeah.
and he pulled over and just watched me walk.
What?
So I turned around and walked back and went down another street and then hid in someone's front yard for like 10 minutes. And then piss-bolted home the 40-minute walk home.
Oh my god, that is creepy.
So I try not to, like, I just sort of keep my eyes down on the ground.
Okay, but you're not a little girl anymore.
I still, but no one knows that. I was in my uniform and everything.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
People were everywhere. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was creepy.
That is kind of creepy.
It was creepy. I mean, I'm used to the beeping and stuff, but that was just creepy. And he was old, too. He wasn't even a peep leader.
Ew.
Like, he was probably in his 50s.
Ew.
And he was beady and hairy and bleh.
Maybe he had a crush on you.
You know what? It's probably why he pulled over. Just going to say it. That instant attraction.
Young love.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. I got some questions. Where is Spencer's family?
I don't know.
Okay. Wouldn't Melissa be glued to her phone if she knew where Ian was? Like, if he was alive? Because in the SMS that she got, it said, I can't tell you right now. Meaning, like,
you think that she contacted him?
Yeah. First.
Previously?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's a little bit frazzled. You know, her crazy hormones.
Okay, if my partner went missing and I was trying to call them and, you know, find out where the freaking hell they had just disappeared off to, I would keep my phone with me just in case my partner decided to call me and say, oh, I'm alive or whatever. Like, who leaves their phone in the couch?
Well, I mean, I know people who have left their phone in the couch.
Yeah, but not when your partner's missing and you're pregnant and
she's cray-cray. Mm. Seriously, I'm just so sick of Melissa. Don't even care. But when Spencer locks that door after Toby leaves, seriously, doesn't look like that lock could keep anyone out.
Yeah, I know.
What? That door looks so flimsy.
Well, I think she had the top locks as well.
Yeah, but she didn't push it in.
I don't know.
But even so, that's only on one door. Mm. Like, they're double doors.
Yeah, true.
It just didn't look like if someone really wanted to get in, they could get in.
Yeah. Well, we're assuming her parents are home too.
Well, probably not then.
Spencer does an SOS and everyone comes along.
Are they in a greenhouse or something?
Yeah, I think they are.
Who has a greenhouse?
I don't know. I
know Spencer and that have a barn.
Yeah.
That's not a greenhouse.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they just met, I don't know, somewhere random. I have no idea. But
hey guys, let's meet at the local greenhouse.
They're lucky that Rosewood is so small. Could you imagine getting like an SMS like that at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. and then being like, oh, I have to get up, drive 20 minutes to see my friends for them to say like 2 words to me and then...
Mm. Well, they all live walking very distance, close to each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would do it if it was my best friend.
Yeah.
But she does live very close.
She does. Why do they instantly assume that it's Ian that's messaging them?
Because it's Melissa's phone.
Yeah, but the number's blocked. Could be anyone.
Yeah, but it's the fact that Ian is Melissa's husband and he's missing.
Mm.
And then they ask that question. And apparently he was the only other person who knew what they were going to call the baby.
Really?
That's what Melissa said.
She said that.
She said, Ian and I have decided upon the name and I want you to be the first one to know.
Is that what she said?
Basically what she said.
The first one to know.
Basically what she said.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know if Ian's actually dead or not, because, like, he could have been revived, because, like, he fell.
Yeah, but it depends, because he fell, and he was, like, practically being hung. So unless he was just sort of unconscious. I mean, you don't know the extent of the damage. Like, when people get hung, their necks break, usually.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Well, then they were there for, like, a couple of minutes, and then they went outside. So someone must have either cut him down or whatever. Or untangled him, or whatever they did.
Could it just be one person to carry his dead weight? That'd be very heavy.
I'm surprised they didn't do any kind of DNA testing on that rope.
It's Rosewood.
Yeah, I know, but this is a high-profile case, you know?
They need to get CSI out there.
Yeah, they do.
Was it a banging at the end? When they all look, they're like,
I know, I thought that someone was, like, attacking them or something.
Could synchronized look to the edge.
I think it was just the wind or something.
Yeah, probably.
And then we get to the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Where so the real estate agent is showing someone through the house.
Yes.
Showing A through the house.
I would assume it's A in Emily's room.
Yep. Deleting a hard drive.
Yeah. What I gather is that a copy of the video is on Emily's computer because we saw her looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said they made a copy of the video, so I'm really hoping someone else has...
More than... Yeah.
I'm really hoping someone else has a copy.
Yeah.
Did A know... specifically that the video was on Emily's computer, or is he or she just going to erase all the girls' hard drives
I think they must have specifically known that it was on Emily's.
Then how did they specifically know?
It was Garrett.
But Garrett didn't know that it was on Emily's.
Yes, he did, because...
No, he didn't.
Because she said they made a copy
Spencer said they made a copy.
Yeah, and Emily not, like, Emily, like, said, or not said something, but she made it seem like she had it.
She could just be agreeing, saying, yes, we made copy.
Oh, I don't know.
Because the only, she took her laptop to the shrink's office, and she was watching the video in her room.
I guess then maybe the, maybe A is watching them and saw her taking the laptop in.
Yeah. Or maybe A has bugs.
Yeah, or a video camera or something in there. Could have
bugged the shrink's room or something.
Yeah, exactly. It makes me think that A is definitely not one of the kids.
Yeah.
Because the real estate agent is not just going to show a 16-year-old around the house.
Yeah. I would not be impressed if it was one of them. Like, writers, I would not be impressed if it was one of the girls.
Not one of the girls. I mean, like, any student.
No. Well, it depends if they look older.
I don't know.
Some people can pass for being older than what they are. I cannot. Yeah. Some people can.
I don't know. I don't think any of the students could pass for being an adult enough to be able to buy one of those houses in Rosewood.
Or to effectively look through one with a realtor.
Yeah.
Without getting sprung.
Yeah, exactly. That makes me think it has to be an adult.
Well, that would make me lean more towards, like, Garrett, because he knows about the videos.
True, but then...
I don't like... Okay, go on.
I'm assuming that, like, Emily or her mum are not home during these inspections.
Mm.
Otherwise...
That's usually how it's done.
Like, not always.
Oh, well, when I've been to open homes, that's how it's been done.
Yeah, true. But I'm assuming it is an adult, just judging just by that.
Mm. Someone who's, tech savvy.
Yeah, and someone who has time to do all that kind of stuff and is not busy doing essays.
I was doing essays and I had plenty of time.
It could be Jason, but he just bought a house.
Yeah. He just moved back into that place, I don't think.
Well, it's got to be someone who knew it was on her hard drive.
I don't know. That was the end of the episode. I have not seen the preview for the next ones.
Apparently there are sneak peeks out as well.
I think I've seen one sneak peek. It was, they were in the cafeteria.
What are they doing?
Hannah went to sit down with Aria, and the other two showed up, and they're like, Hannah, we can't do that. We have to sit away from each other.
Oh, okay.
And then Hannah got in a huff and walked off, but the other two sat away from Aria. And then they all got a text message from A.
Hmm.
And that was it, basically. But I haven't seen, like, the actual promo.
Oh, okay.
So I have no idea what else happens or who's in the episode or what.
I think we should look at the promo.
Okay.
That's the end of our podcast.
Yep. We watched the promo for next week and really have nothing to say about it. Except that it was the Canadian promo and the voiceover was kind of funny. That's all I have to say about it.
And you should follow us on Twitter. What's our Twitter name?
It's a very good question.
Oh, it's Rock MPLL, as in RockEMPLL.
All one word.
Yep.
All one word, all lowercase. And
Tumblr as well.
Yep. And it's the same, RockMPLL.
.tumblr.com.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's it. Bye!